Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, and welcome back to Details of the Wake Up Call, ladies and gentlemen. I am Richard Martin, and it is Monday, June the 19th, 2017, and I'm speaking to you from Malaysia. Let's talk about the circus in Washington, D.C. I've never seen a more hysterical waste of time and effort than the recent frenzy of leaks, allegations, and testimony about Russian collusion that's consuming the nation's political class and their hangers-on in the media. I take the rule of law seriously. If anyone obstructed justice, lock 'em up. If anyone leaked classified information, lied under oath, or lied to an investigator, lock 'em up. I have no problem with that. Republican or Democrat, if you leak, lie, or obstruct, you should go straight to jail. Do not pass go. But what does this have to do with Trump? The president cannot leak information. He's the president and commander-in-chief. He decides what stays classified and what gets passed to other nations. The president can order the FBI to stop an investigation any time he wants. The director of the FBI reports to the Attorney General, who reports to the president, who is elected by the people and empowered by the Constitution to run the executive branch. If the president wants to stop an investigation or fire the director of the FBI, that's his prerogative. Sorry, you may not like it, but it's not a crime. I'm not saying the president's behavior has been good. Trying to intervene in the FBI investigation of Michael Flynn was dumb. Trump's associates have been even dumber. Michael Flynn was dumb to lie to the vice president. Jared Kushner was dumb to omit meeting with Russians on his security clearance form, SF-86. Somehow, Kushner left out the Russian ambassador. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was dumb when he lied to Congress about his meetings with the Russians. Dumb and dumber. But Flynn, Kushner, and Sessions are not the president. They may have some legal problems, but Trump doesn't. Sorry, but there are no grounds for impeachment, no grounds for obstruction, and not one shred of evidence that Trump colluded with Russians to affect the US election. Trump's judgment may be flawed, but legally his hands are clean. So, what's going on here? Why the feeding frenzy in the media? Why the drumbeat of allegations from the Congress? The answer's simple. Democrats, and a good number of Republicans, oppose the Trump agenda. They don't want tax cuts, they want tax increases. They don't want a wall, they want open borders. They don't want to repeal Obamacare, they want to expand it. They don't want more military spending, they want less. They don't want boots on the ground in Syria to defeat ISIS. Trump's opponents know his agenda is popular and theirs is not. That's why he won the election and they lost. But they have a plan B. They can throw the government into chaos so that nothing gets done. If nothing gets done, they win, because they like the status quo. All of the talk about Russians, impeachment, and obstruction has nothing to do with the substance of those charges. It has to do with paralyzing the government, running out the clock, and going home before anything gets done. Trump's the new kid on the block. He has no idea what just hit him. Ultimately, the Washington insiders can't impeach or indict Trump, but they can stop his agenda in its tracks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, lots to talk about today. The Federal Reserve and how they connect up with the other levels of government. I'll be talking actually quite a lot about the Federal Reserve, which is such a contemptible institution, as many of you know, I already think. Some information about current statistics and what they're doing to the economy in general. Fake news, what's going on there, the problems with banks as it pertains to fake news. I'll talk about cryptocurrencies. I talked about cryptocurrencies last week. I've got a little more to add to that. And we'll see what happens. Right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's it from me, and I hope that you all have a wonderful weekend or week ahead. And so with that, this is Richard Martin saying ciao until we meet again.
And there you have it. You decide.